It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. When it comes to this week's holiday shopping plans, we seem to be looking at another year of the tablet. But that isn't the only shopping trend this year based around gadgets. I'm talking smart devices. Whether it's the Wi-Fi-capable smoke detector or a home locking system that talks to your smartphone, there are an increasing number of products for sale. Not all of the stocking stuffers are totally essential, but they do give us a sense of our connected future. CNET's editor-in-chief of reviews, Lindsay Turrentine, says frivolous options abound.
If you have like $70 to spend on somebody who cares a lot about the freshness of their eggs, you can buy a smart egg tray called the Egg Minder.
The Egg Minder?
The Egg Minder.
Does it tell you if the egg is a good egg or a bad egg?
I don't think it does not actually read the inside of the egg or its intentions.
So how does it work?
It has 14 spots. And when you put the egg in one of these little slots, it notes the date the egg entered the tray and tracks it and tells you with little LED lights which egg you should take out first. And then the app can also show you a map of your eggs and which one is the freshest, how many eggs you have in your refrigerator.
Just in case you're on the couch, you want to know how many eggs are in the fridge, but you just can't bring yourself.
You just can't get up. Or you're in the store and you find yourself in a mild egg panic.
Right. You're like, do I get eggs? Do I not get eggs?
It's a possibility. So there are some fun things like that that, well, maybe that's not the most serious product in the world. It kind of shows where this home sensor technology is going.
Is this stuff relatively easy to use for dear old dad who thinks he's super techie but might not actually be that techie?
Well, that's what's so great about this sort of app-focused world. A lot of this is pretty easy. There's a really neat technology, and the most common version of it is in this light bulb called the Philips Hue. It's a light bulb that changes its color, and you can actually control it with an app. You know, you're kind of depressed and it's rainy. You can adjust the light bulb to this sort of daylight setting to make you feel happier. And that's the kind of thing that you could easily give to somebody in your family as long as they have a smartphone and say, you know, go nuts. This is kind of fun.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews for CNET. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
While you do some of your shopping online this week, you might want to do it hands-free, and now you've got an option. Google announced a voice activation extension for its Chrome browser. You have to download the add-on, but once you do, you can start a search with the phrase, OK Google. The tech giant says the extension also has reminders, so you can say things like, OK Google, set a timer for 30 minutes, just in case your elbow's deep in stuffing. Millions of people will head to the movies this weekend. It's one of the biggest opportunities for blockbusters and movie studios to rake it in, but it's also a time when some people will try to bootleg new movies. With good cameras and audio equipment becoming smaller and more powerful all the time, this is something the film industry is working to stop, and a new company called Pirate Eye is helping by installing a technology that uses lasers and sensors to find camera lenses in the audience and alert the theater. Brian Dunn is Pirate Eye's CEO. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Tell me where Pirate Eye came from. The technology, at least, it didn't really start in the movie theater.
No, its original application was in the military. The technology was adapted from an application to identify sniper scopes or snipers pointed at U.S. troops. And the method was a device underneath a Cobra helicopter that would shoot lasers down an Afghan valley, and if it got a reflection off a sniper scope, it would assume that that was a sniper and take action. And what we did was adapt it. Instead of a rifle pointed at a U.S. military force, we adapted it to find lenses pointed at a screen.
How widespread is the use of this technology at this point?
We're largely in premiere and locations where they screen movies prior to their release. But we have been brought in to locations like Puerto Rico, Manila, India, and certain cities around the U.S. over the past 3-4 years where there's been chronic piracy. We actually did one action in the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
The guy showed up at Friday at 11 o'clock for the first show and pulled out his camera and We captured the evidence and New York City police arrested him.
In the theater?
That's right.
So this is really real time. Are there practical applications of Pirate Eye beyond this? I mean, can it be used to maybe gauge audience reaction, for instance?
Yeah, we've been testing that. We've been testing demographic analysis, audience reaction.
Where else might this be used? Or as a CEO, what are you sort of looking forward to in using this technology?
Well, I think there's other extensions in the theatrical entertainment market, and that would include information regarding the audience that would make pre-show advertising more relevant. So whether it's, you know, an application on a mobile phone or the digital signage that's in the lobby of the theater, if we're able to pass information to the exhibitor as to what the makeup of that audience is, they're able to kind of customize the promotion and advertising around that particular show.
Brian Dunn is the CEO of Pirate Eye. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
And before we go, while you're hopefully eating with friends and family today, a bit of inspiration. Earlier this month, a restaurant started giving a generous discount to certain diners, 50% to be exact. What for, you ask? Turning their phone off while they were at the table. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.